I guess I'll just speak on the step. I just wanted to say thank you to John for putting this together. It was a little bit difficult for me to get on, but anyways, pulled it off. My experience with this step is it took me a while to get to a point where I was willing to take this step because I was just wild ever since I was a kid. And let's see. Yeah, always hated the word no, and that's the way it was. And I had big problems with self-will. And then I was just talking to somebody about that the other day when I was a kid. And the stuff, I was talking with my buddy Hugh, and, you know, this is before I found alcohol. And then once that happened, that, you know, it was, you know, it was on, and there was no stopping me. I was born and raised in I was raised a Catholic. And I went to parochial school for a while. Then I, you know, I had the CCD and all that stuff. I always knew that there was a higher power. I never doubted that in a minute. The thing is that I had a lot of, you know, I knew deep down in my gut that what I was doing to myself was not right. You know, I had a lot of good times when I was out there. I did a lot of things. I did a lot of hard living. And but the end of my drinking wasn't fun, and the end of my drug use wasn't fun. And it definitely pinched me off from the higher power, because inside I knew that. That what I was doing was, and I hate to use the word wrong, but it was just not what God intended me to be doing. I knew that intuitively. With respect to my relationship with Christ, there was a lot of guilt associated with it. I always believed in my heart that he was the guy, and there was no doubt. But it was my shame. For me, guilt was something that, you know, I would have periodically, but when guilt morphed into like shame, that's something that you weren't, you know. And that's like guilt on steroids. And so that's the booze took that away, and the booze and the drugs pulled me away from God, pulled me away from my faith, and pulled me away from myself. And I was fortunate enough to get exposed to Alcoholics Anonymous when I was a young man. I had done a couple of skid bids in the county farm, and you know, I had plenty of outside trouble with the law, but you know, nothing that, well, you know, nothing that I did any, you know, big time for. But I was like a foxhole Christian too sometimes, you know, when they just get me out of this. But it wasn't until I got to Alcoholics Anonymous, and I realized before I got to Alcoholics Anonymous that I couldn't drink anymore. I knew that I had lost control of my drinking. I knew that I couldn't stop, and I knew that I was capable of horrendous behavior when I was on, you know, when I blacked out. I was a blackout drinker, and it wasn't pretty. So when I got to Alcoholics Anonymous, I didn't have a problem hanging up the guns as far as that went. And but I still wasn't willing to surrender, you know, spiritually and accept my savior. I heard it said around the halls that it was a promotion for me to get on my knees. And, you know, it was a step up. I am eternally grateful to my parents for at least pointing me in the right direction and teaching me, and guiding me along. But that came into conflict with my self-will. And anyways, Alcoholics Anonymous, the first year in Alcoholics Anonymous, I wouldn't have wished on a rabid dog, because I had no program, and I was not drinking, feeling much better physically, got an instant pay raise and everything else that was on, you know, take the program, cafeteria style, you know, all the bullshit that they used to say at the meetings, just take what you like and leave the rest. And, you know, just if you believe in a light bulb, that's fine. And all that. No, that's not fine. You know, for me now, I don't go for any of that. And okay. So basically, I had to hit a second bottom in Alcoholics Anonymous till I was ready to take this third step. And when I got involved with this, I understood that it was a revelation to me to realize that my life was still unmanageable, even though I was not drinking. That really seemed harsh to me, but it was true. And then in the second step, I know this step along shit, but I can't do it without mentioning the two prior steps, because you have to really accept the fact that it's over if you're going to have any success, that it's over. Your drinking days are done, and that your life is unmanageable. And the other thing was that you're crazy. I mean, that's even harsher. But then the belief in a higher power that could restore you to sanity. So there's a glimpse of hope there. And then there's like, okay, so if you can swallow that and still be a doubting Thomas, then you go out and beat yourself up a little bit more, and like I did, and then come back to that third step prayer, you know, and really mean it. Express the idea without reservation, not lip service. I mean, the real deal, right? I offer myself to thee that go with me and do with me as thou wilt. You know, most of us who've been this room know, can memorize the prayer. We know it. And I've taken this step with a bunch of people. And then it says next, and next they get a notebook, and that's it. In order to move on from here, that has to be done. You have to accept that. I know I did. And I humbly reached out to my creator, and I turned my life and will over to the care of God. And that was it. It doesn't mean that I walk on water by any stretch, but that's what it took for me to be able to move along. As I said, I had a second bottom in Alcoholics Anonymous. I had to see myself in action sober. And that wasn't pretty either, you know. When I had enough, fortunately, I got the right stuff, you know. It was handed to me, and that was it. Like, you know, it's like finding an old dingy cookbook. You know, it's the recipe's there. There it is. Check it out. We're reading chapter 5, how to bake a cake, right? You do what it says, you can expect to have good results. And that's pretty much all I could say about that. Now, I will close in saying that the third step for me opened up, it gave me the courage to face myself. It gave me the courage to be able to move along with these steps. And it was it, and it was enough to hold me over until I was able to really hit it and put it in a warp factor, you know, with the seventh step prayer. And I still use those prayers today in my life, but I can't fix myself, and I had to have, and still do need to have God's help to keep me on the beam. And, you know, I'm a Jesus guy, and I thank God for Jesus. I thank AA for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for AA. It saved my life. And, you know, I live in the Bible Belt now. So, I mean, you know, what can I say? You know, I don't apologize for my belief. And if it offends you, it's tough shit. That's how it is, you know. But he's the guy. He saved my life. And without that, without the exposure that I had with Alcoholics Anonymous, I wouldn't have been able to reclaim my faith. And I certainly wouldn't have the life that I have today, which is not bad, I got to tell you. I thank God I didn't get what I deserved, you know. But actually, I know that my God wants me to be happy. He wants me to prosper. And he's been very good to me. And I guess in closing, I would like to, you know, thank everybody. And I will say that in doing this step and doing this step with other people, when they get ready to take the third step, if you're sponsoring people, it's reaffirming the belief reaffirming it. And like back in the day, I remember hitting a lot of commitments and running the road with a lot of these characters. And I remember busting out the book, and we used to call it, hey, let's give them the chair. We'd put the book in the chair, we'd get down on our knees, we would read the prayer, right, together. And then the person who was taking the step would read it by themselves and actually turn their life over to the care of God right then. And that was it. And if you haven't done that, you don't know what you're missing, you know. And to believe in that and see it happen and to see it go on and see others carry on and so forth and so on, it's unbelievable. It's really the early part of the camaraderie that developed, and it was all built around that and God's grace that he gave to me, an unmerited gift from God. And that's it. I thank you for the opportunity to be with you this evening, and with that, I'll close. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Cool. That was great. And I'll speak for myself. We miss you. So it's great to see you tonight. Thanks a lot for coming.